Hello, I'm Robert Cramp. Welcome to Experiment of the Week. This time we're going to talk about why things float. And to understand that, we need to talk about density. Now, to figure density, you compare equal volumes of two substances and see which weighs more. And that will tell you whether something will float or sink. For example, with this cork, 1 cubic centimeter of cork weighs less than 1 cubic centimeter of water. That makes it less dense. It floats. On the other hand, steel is denser. 1 cubic centimeter of steel weighs more than 1 cubic centimeter of water, so it sinks. So something that's less dense than the liquid floats, something that's more dense than the liquid will sink. Well, we're going to look at that in a different way by constructing something known as a density column. To do that, we're going to use 4 liquids with different densities, and we're going to start with some corn syrup. Now, if you can't find corn syrup, any really heavy sugar syrup, maple syrup, even honey will work. We're going to take that corn syrup and pour it into the bottom of our container. And then we're going to add another layer. This time we're going to add a layer of water. Now, if I just pour the water in there, going to mix with that sugar syrup, and we don't want that. So I'm going to take a ladle, hold it in there, and pour the water into the ladle. That way it can overflow on top of that sugar syrup. Giving us a very distinct second layer. So now we have 2 distinct layers of liquid. Our third layer is going to be vegetable oil, just regular old cooking oil. Again, we'll put the ladle in and pour the oil into the ladle. To give us our third layer. For the last layer, we're going to use isopropyl alcohol, commonly known as rubbing alcohol. And again, using the ladle, going to form our 4th level. So now we have 4 different layers, 4 different liquids of different densities. The corn syrup, the most dense, is on the bottom. The alcohol, the less dense, is on the top. Now we can put different things into that liquid and tell something about their density by how far they sink. For example, with some pieces of wood, like these toothpicks, they are less dense than the alcohol, so they float on the very top. On the other hand, I can take some pennies. If we drop them in, they are more dense than the corn syrup. They sink all the way to the bottom. But what if we put something else, say one of these cherry tomatoes in? It sinks through the alcohol, but floats on top of the cooking oil. That one's denser. It went down all the way to the water. We can put other things, pieces of wax from a candle, some olives. Some pieces of plastic. Got some nice sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds. And even a small piece of brick. Now, this is a very useful demonstration, not just for fun. It actually has scientific applications. It's used in geology, where they pour soils into a density column, and the different components of the soil will stop at different levels, so they can sort very easily to see what the soil is made of. So if you want to have some fun with science, get yourself a container, some of the different liquids, a plate full of fun stuff to put in there. Learn more about density and why things float. Well, that's all for this time. Have a wonder-filled week.